The question, are you rejecting Vatican II, is, I put this as charitably as possible, superficial. It isn't a question of rejecting Vatican II. What Catholics are obliged to accept is the constant teaching of the Church on faith and morals. And I emphasize the word constant. The Church has no power whatsoever to give us a new teaching on faith and morals. It could not say tomorrow, oh, contraception, not so bad after all. You can go practice contraception now, despite the constant teaching of the Church. To the extent that Vatican II merely repeats what the Church has always taught, of course it's binding. The question here is novelty, novel ideas, novel attitudes, novel pastoral strategies. None of these things are binding on the conscience. They're just prudential decisions or imprecisions of language. So when you say, are you rejecting Vatican II, what you're really asking is, are you rejecting whatever in Vatican II does not constitute a constant teaching of the Church on faith and morals? And the answer to that, obviously, is yes. No Catholic has to accept something which is not the constant teaching of the Church on faith and morals. And the problem with Vatican II is that, unlike any previous council, the documents of that council are loaded with things that have nothing to do with the constant teaching of the Church. Commentary on the modern world, opinions about the necessity for world government, statements about modern man, which are absolutely ludicrous, such as the beginning of Dignitatis Humanae, which says that modern man is increasingly aware of human dignity. Are you kidding me? Oh, the sense of human dignity has been obliterated in the mind of modern man. So statements of opinion and assertions of fact about the modern world are, first of all, subject to error, and secondly, provisional, and thirdly, can change and be revealed to be inaccurate with the passage of time. If a council wants to engage in time-bound observations, sociological commentary, and so forth, that's no better than what anyone outside the Church could produce. The Holy Ghost does not inspire sociology or political opinions or indeed anything whatsoever that is not consistent with the constant teaching of the Church. Now, the other objection raised is, well, isn't this Protestantism? Aren't you engaging in private judgment as to what constitutes Church teaching? And the answer to that, obviously, is no. We're not the members of a Gnostic sect whose current teaching is announced by the Pope as the Oracle of Rome. We can know what our Church teaches by picking up any catechism, by reading the encyclicals of the popes down through the centuries. It's a body of objective truths taught the same way and in the same sense by every single pope. And where Francis is concerned, every single pope, including his immediate predecessors, John Paul II and Benedict XVI, who's teaching Francis alone among all popes in Church history, is determined to overthrow. That is completely obvious now. He does not subscribe to their teaching, in line with all tradition, that those who are involved in adulterous second marriages, because of their objective condition of life, cannot approach the Blessed Sacrament. They can't, because they're living in a state of adultery. John Paul II says that this teaching is rooted in divine law. It's unchangeable.
Right.
Canon 915, which says those persisting in manifest grave sin, including those who are living in so-called second marriages while continuing sexual relations, cannot be admitted to the sacraments. John Paul II's Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith and his Pontifical Council for the Interpretation of Legislative Texts during his reign both said this is an unchangeable moral norm. The Church has no power to adopt even a change in canon law that would admit those living in an objective condition of adultery to Holy Communion. So this is how we know what we can accept and what we cannot accept. We cannot accept new doctrine. It is impossible for the Catholic Church to turn on a dime and contradict herself. That's how we know. You know, precisely because we're not Protestants. We don't pick and choose what to believe. We have to believe the constant teaching of the Church.
Now, you could also, a real-world example of this, say you were to meet the infamous Father Martin, the promoter of the sodomites and of the normalizing of sodomitical alleged, quote, marriages, close quote. Say you were to meet Father Martin, and you were to ask him, hey, Father Martin, can I ask you a canonical question? Yes, my son, of course you can. Is there an infallible teaching currently on homosexuality from the Catholic Church? Does your church, the Catholic Church, have an infallible teaching on homosexuality?
Now, yeah, the infallible teaching is very simple, and it was repeated during the reign of John Paul II. The homosexual condition is a disordered condition. It is intrinsically disordered.
Intrinsic.
Meaning by its very nature, it's disordered. Men were not meant to do what homosexuals do. It's that simple. It's contrary to nature. Up until 1973, the American Medical Association classified it as a psychiatric disorder. It's obviously an intrinsic disorder. We don't have to go into details. You can supply them in your own head. You know what they do.
Sure.
It's not right. It is morally wrong. Now, in terms of the subjective culpability of individuals, that's for the individual and the priest and the confessional and God who reads every heart to judge. But an intrinsically evil action, in this case, homosexual acts, can never, under any circumstances, be justified. And the condition cannot be treated as anything other than what it is. Now, what Martin is trying to do is to say this is just a normal variant of human sexuality. Nothing intrinsically wrong with it. Well, if you say that, then you're reducing it to merely a question of how you express your love for another person. This is just one way of doing that. And of course, that is utterly false and contrary to what the church has always taught. For 2,000 years, beginning with St. Paul, the church has condemned the intrinsic disorder and has told people afflicted by it to refrain from the activities that it may tempt them to commit. That's the constant teaching of the church for 2,000 years. Father Martin has no authority to change it.
That's
not
right.
Even the Pope could change it.